systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Non-profit.
Kind of. It's like...
Without shaky. The ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Right. Like, hey, little kid, I'm going to give you a buck. Why? Just because. Here, take it. There you go.
Yeah, without expecting the little kid to do anything for you.
No, 10 years later, I need that dollar back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a poser Zen man.
It's wonderful.
Sometimes, when it's used properly.
Yes.
Non-profit organizations play it wrong, thinking
yes,
it's right.
They do.
Like, let's say the
Osama bin Laden.
No, let's say the donation thing for gaining up cash to give to starving children in Guatemala, making sure they have food, clothes, schooling, whatever. So you give us this amount, and we're going to get it to them. Okay.
Right, but if you give it to them, somehow it ends up making sure our war machine works better.
Or that the owner of the nonprofit organization is now driving a
Lamborghini.
A Mercedes-Benz with Lamborghini doors or suicide doors, however.
Hmm.
A McLaren, yeah. What do you do? Oh, I run charities. Do you? I'm a charity. Give me a car. I need that. So, I had something I just found I wanted to read to you.
Oh, read to me, honey.
My ambience kicking in, so it's a little loopy, but it's a little comic thing. Boss walks up on his employee at a computer. The boss says to him, he says, "You should be careful about what you write. You never know when your future boss might read it." And he reads it to the boss guy. He says, when did we forget our dreams? And the boss is, what? And then he lets him read everything else he wrote. This is a nice little trip into reality. It goes a little something like this. The infinite possibilities each day... Wait, yeah, sorry. The infinite possibilities each day holds... Holds Shoud Stagger. Damn it. I suck. Hang on. Start over. Just mulligan.
Mulligan.
The infinite possibilities each day holds should stagger the mind. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The sheer number of experiences I could have... I hate having to move this. Hang on. There we go. The sheer number of experiences I could have had is uncontainable. Uncontainable, breathtaking, and I'm sitting here refreshing my inbox over and over. We live trapped in loops, a handful of paths laid out ahead for us by others. we see the same things. We think the same thoughts each day, a slight variation on the last.
Entirely true.
Every It's so hard to read. It's really tiny. Every moment smoothly flowing the gentle curves of societal norms. We act like if we just got through today, tomorrow our dreams will come true. And no, I didn't have all the answers. I don't know how to jolt myself into seeing what each moment could become. But I do know one thing. The solution doesn't involve watering down every little idea and creative impulse for the sake of someday easing watering down all that crap to fit someone's expectations. It doesn't involve constantly holding back for real. I'm fucking shaking about this. And then he says, the boss guy. It's a coworker staying next to the boss guy as he was reading all that.
Yeah.
The coworker says, this is very important. So I want to see it as a... yeah, this is very important. So I want to see it as clearly as I can. And it's just... they put that last two paragraphs of eye-opening stupid shit on the wall in their office. Like... and it's basically laughing in the employer's face.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the zen point I'm trying to make, honey, is... would Jesus wear a Rolex on his TV show?
I'm just curious if Jesus actually never had sex before marriage.
Well, no, that's not possible because as a man, he had to have every experience of a man.
And you know what? Your family, your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters wouldn't see you as a man until you became a man. Right.
You would have to have every experience as a man.
Do you think maybe that came out because he didn't like what he saw?
Including as a man, you would have to be with a woman. He was born without sin. He didn't die on the cross
for his sins.
For our sins.
Yeah.
Being with a woman wasn't a sin.
I thought it was.
No.
Before marriage or whatever. Before. Isn't it a sin
being
to...
born
out of wedlock.
No.
There was no dude, huh?
No, that's a misnomer that a lot of people hold.
Yeah.
A lot of people hold that misnomer. Mary Magdalene, a prostitute, was with a lot of men. But...
she's good at what she did.
That's what she did for a living.
See, back then, you know, these scribes were writing down these commandments and things like that, you know, and they based it off of them wanting to be the better good or create the better good or, you know, help. But nowadays, we've almost reverted back to where we look at it and it's almost not help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people thought swine was bad. The problem was undercooked swine.
Right.
So, dude roasting in hell for a hamburger? I don't think so.
If my pork ain't at 165 or better, you's fired.
Yeah. I don't think so. My buddy is Buddy Christ. Let's get him.
He's been getting it on for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's holding that ring hostage.
Yeah, yeah. You got
both
that,
of them.
That big old dollar. The mighty dollar from Buddy Christ. Buddy Christ is my pal.
That just made me think, Chucky is my pal. Chucky, yeah. What were they called? Good Boys or some crap?
The Big Boys?
Yeah, no. Good Boys. Like, they were good guys. Good guys.
Good fellows?
Good guys, I believe. For Chucky.
Oh, Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were called Good Guys. And
yeah, the Good Guys and yeah, Chucky.
They, when they talk, they say, I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
I'm a yeah. good guy. Now stab your mom in the back with the kitchen. Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we may seem a little tired, but we've already been up for over a day, kids. Now, once again, we are trying to raise money for these kids to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin is famous for cheese.
And Pabst.
And
PBR.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
My boss.
And cheese to go with their wine.
That's like trailer trash wine parties.
Yeah.
Here, taste this luxury cheese.
I don't much care for wine. I like the cheese. a lot of people don't know. This is a personal note on my side. I've got an auntie back there that is suffering from a really bad form of cancer. She is...
What's it called? The cancer, do you know?
Her cancer, I think, is mesothelioma, but she's having her breast rebuilt.
Oh.
She's doing really great. So, I hope you think... You people have, really good prayers and stuff for her. Prayers are good, but...
Dollars are better.
Dollars are better. Danny needs your dollars.
I can't take my prayers to the bank.
Danny can't take your dollars to the bank, but she is one of the best artists I have ever seen. She will design a t-shirt for you kids out there. Like I said, she's one of the greatest artists I have ever seen. She will make you a t-shirt design that will blow your mind.
We've already got a few designs up on our website at thejamhole.com/store. And they are just images of the finished design. What we're doing for right now is you guys go up there, pick the design you like. If you want it changed at all, different colors, do this, do that, this size shirt, blah, blah, blah. Tell us. I'll make it happen.
Each and everyone is one of a kind, which means no other one will be like yours.
And this is limited time offer for that. So, if you want a personalized fan t-shirt for yourself, from me, you need to get it in within whenever before we finish the show. And even if you have a design, like I put out there, posted on our Jam Hole Facebook page, calling all Jamholians, if you have fan artwork you have done in the past or could maybe come up with some, you know, if you come up with some or you have some, artwork or whatever you think is pretty cool and it's relatable to the jam hole, or you draw me looking huge, retarded, and in a bitch and whatever, or Matt with, I don't know, slimy, stupid stuff and rat teeth and... Yeah. Send it in! And I'll put it on a t-shirt.
Yep.
I want to do that. I mean, I actually bought some poster board to do what we did out in Spokane for the 420 episode for Spokanabis. And when we were in Bob Williams' house broadcasting live, and I had a nice little poster board and a black Sharpie and a red Sharpie. And I made a jam hole poster. And it came out really awesome. Just in Sharpie. Super sweet. One of our fans, Galactor, bought it, I believe. And I got the picture of him when he first got it. Dude, that's just, that's epic. He was happy. So, you know, I make good shit. I don't have all the designs I came up with on the website right now because they weren't finished. We didn't have time. Things didn't go right. Whatever. But if you would like to contact me and say, hey, what about this? And like that, yeah, we'll do it like this. I will do it like that.
Danny's cute. Unky's brain dead. So come up with a great design. We'll make it happen.
I'm just tired of cooking for a living. Yeah.
And, you know, if that doesn't help, maybe I'll cook something for you.
Did you just say my uncle will come cook for me? Yeah, and then you go, hey, Dana!
Dana!
Here, take this to the dishwasher. Why? I look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be him trying to cook stuff, failing, and having me pick it up and clean it up. And standing over his shoulder while he's trying to make it because I'm tired of him fucking it up. And then when he makes it, he takes all the credit. Look what I did! Yeah.
Of course, my mama used to beat me with a rubber hose and call me a moron. That, of course, is plagiarized, and it's my fault I stole it.
God, who's that from?
That's from Forrest Gump.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right. Reading on the bench. I forgot about that.
That's okay, since I gave him credit, just not, you know, totally stolen.
Right. At least you admit it.
It's stolen from a couple other movies, too, but that's okay.
That's okay, too.
That's okay, too.
Yeah, I don't think you can consider it plagiarism. I don't know. Like Matt reciting Tim Minchin's poem out at the Poetry Slam and him introducing it saying, this is not my poem. This is a poem called Storm, written by Tim Minchin. And then he goes on. He gives all credit where it's due.
Yeah.
So that's correct.
That is correct. Once you give credit, it's no longer stolen or plagiarized. You know, you give credit where credit's due, it works.
Not with CDs. Music.
Well, no. That's just...
Stupidity. Stupidity at its finest. A.K.A. the internet. Internet users.
Yeah. It is now 4:55 and... time for something else. Something completely different. A moment of silence. No, not here.
Today is Saturday.
Which is, of course, the day before Sunday, but a day after Saturday.
So I worked today, yesterday,
and tomorrow. We hope.
And yesterday, this is just your random complete something different.
Yes.
At work, I decided it would be good to shit my brains out.
You have no brains?
Probably not anymore.
You're blonde. Nobody will notice.
Dude, I don't know what it was, what I did, out of nowhere. Oh, shit, gotta go. And ran back there, and the servers come up. God, there was that Data. Why the hell are you always in the bathroom? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude.
Come look, I'll show you.
You know, maybe leave a tampon back here, and I won't be in here so long. You know, things like that. Like,
you know, and if you did show them, do you think it would help?
No, but I
they
usually...
feel like, oh, that's gross.
I just like to remind them that you're a pretty little girl, and there are pretty little girl customer restrooms to go to. I'm a dirty fucking cook. I'm in a dirty fucking bathroom. What do you think I'm doing? I'm fucking pooping. Fuck
wow,
off.
Wow, you poop.
I'm not going to pinch off my turd so you can fix your mascara.
Wow.
Or stare in the mirror and go, God, that fucking chick cook, I just don't like her. God, she just sucks, man. I'm there.
Do you ever rate on a scale?
There's a few.
There is a scale that you can rate your poop on.
I know. It's a Richter's. The Richter stool chart. No. Damn it. It's something.
I do believe we're safe because I just heard an engine shut off. So, we did make it through this particular hour.
The Bristol stool chart.
The Bristol stool chart, that is correct.
1 to 10.
Yes, we will save our listeners by not going into what those numbers mean.
No, actually, I think we probably will get into it. Because I want to call the guy that does that.
Dun, da, da, da.
I actually want to get him on the show again. I've only interviewed him once, and I don't listen to podcasts much, and the ones I did, I really didn't get into. But this guy, awesome, super funny. He's gay. He's a flaming homo. Hilarious. Does it by himself. And it's called...
I'm glad he's Fleming, since the subject matter that we're talking about is poo.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting a new tattoo on my arm, which is Winnie the Pooh, which is a good segue.
Right. Could have used it before we went into the poo talk, but...
Well, Winnie the Pooh and poo, it was...
Sean.
Sorry.
You're pooing backwards.
Oh, okay. We're our subject was going wrong.
No. I meant for you to get the visual.
Yes, I meant for you to get back onto the wrong subject, but we moved off of my zen.
To poo. Yes.
That's a really bad curve, dude.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, but you're lovely, so it's okay.
Nah, whatever.
You're also really fucking tired, baby.
I am. I cook for a living.
Are you guys recording and doing a show?
Yeah, we're recording and doing a show.
Kinda.
We're too.
Yeah.
Really?
It smells like dope in here.
Yeah, dude, we're smoking
dope's
the best
do
of
dope,
it.
Dude.
If I have to stay up any longer, you might watch me smoke some pot.
Fucking A, I would love that.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Speaking of pot, there's
yeah,
some
she's got to go to bed, but we were talking about poo.
Poo?
Yeah. Not just Winnie the Pooh, but real poo.
Oh,
well, him too.
Not shampoo, but real poo.
Ew.
And Winnie the Pooh.
All right, but we're going to, like, hand you the mic for now. Well, not hand you the mic.
It's cool. We've been talking to them for, like, the last 20 minutes on his phone.
Really?
That's cool. How cool technology is these days.
We got a kind of disheartening text message.
Really?
Really?
From who? From
Red Fox. Red what? Fox? Oh, shit. From way down under.
Oh, that one?
What happened?
What happened?
Can you text me?
Hold on.
Why am I left out?
Oh.
What happened from, what happened to or from Red Fox?
That's all I got. Well, you take that how you want it. I don't know what it means. I don't know what you said, but that's what he said in response.
this is the beginning where I preface my ambience kicking in now. But I want to read this.
All right, read this.
It was on my phone. It's written in, like, kid handwriting. It hurt.
Oh. Am I just bad at Zen?
I am. Completely. I'm bad at reading.
Oh. Yep, I remember when I got made fun of for that. You made that go away pretty quickly. Was that not funny?
That's
well,
cool.
How'd my Zen go?
I'm just ignoring you.
Oh, I just got... Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't mind taking that spot because...
I'm just going to say I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about. Hmm? It's okay. You don't need to know.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get in trouble again. What? No, it's fine.
All right. Well, please, please, please. I want you to go out and practice Zen with your neighbors.
Naked, in the lawn.
Yes.
That too.
In the Amazon, only.
But is this computer, like, on?
Over love here? One no. another.
We try.
War is bullshit.
Yep. Yes.
Love one another before it's too fucking late.
You know, most people try to commit to that. You do. You commit to it rather well. I don't ever see you pissed off. And if you do, you're like, yeah, he's being a moron, and you walk away. And that's that. You're not mad. You don't carry a grudge. But you know what?
Grudges are too fucking heavy for me.
But the thing is, the rest of us do.
Most people do, anyway.
Like your best friend, my uncle.
Yeah.
He is your polar opposite.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I remember back when I was young, many years ago.
You're younger than my uncle. Shut up.
That's true. But I was in the United States Navy. I drove a nuclear submarine.
Can you
very
burp?
Good.
Nice,
can you burp
dude.
Under a submarine?
Nice one, dude.
Yes. Cool.
I was on the USS James Madison. I slept behind missile tube number 12 on said submarine. When I was a little kid, I saw the movie Run Silent, Run Deep.
Yeah.
That was a cool movie. A very cool movie. And I'm thinking, wow. When I grow up, I want to be on a boat like that boat. And then I realized that boat, that was a diesel boat. I didn't want to be on a diesel boat. Because...
What was a diesel transport?
Those diesel boats, they're like this big, actual size.
You're a dinghy?
Never mind my dinghy.
Let's not talk about that.
But... Why they're like this
hey,
big,
I just got back here.
Size.
That's I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, I've seen that size. Yeah.
But they're little. They're very little.
But was it a transport sub?
But the USS James Madison is, it died because of our president, blowjob Bill Clinton. Blowjob Bill killed the James Madison before her time and had it cut into scrap metal.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about that, because that was an awesome ship. And
It was a rusty old pig, but it was my rusty old pig. And I loved that boat a lot. It was a great boat. And
did that leave again?
I liked it because it was something that when I was a little fella that I wanted to do. I wanted to go and drive a nuclear submarine.
Hell yeah. What? Why doesn't that sound like fun? Shit,
how
yeah.
Often can you go and drive a nuclear submarine, much less water ski buying one?
Well, I don't even want to tell that story.
That would be cool.
My story?
go water ski behind a nuclear submarine and other stuff?
No. How else do you get onto a nuclear submarine?
Yeah, so when I growed up, which, oddly enough, I did, I got to drive a nuclear submarine and water ski behind a nuclear submarine.
That's awesome, dude.
That's awesome. I got to do that. I got to party with a submarine crew from Russia.
Oh, here, you little boy. Here, Luke's a soda, potato vodka. Make it strong.
I got to drink with a submarine crew from Russia.
Please tell me they had Luxasova. Luxasova potato vodka.
I did. I was so drunk I couldn't told you your name.
It's so good. It tastes so gross, but it's good.
And I didn't realize that a submarine crew from Russia was not interested in going to war. They would share anything they had.
Yeah.
It's called glasnost. Man, they were as willing to share with us anything they had as
help
to be neighbors with each other. That's true Zen.
Not like, the English coming over and telling the Indians, no.
Get off my country.
But I can teach you how to cook your crops for and no. No, better idea.
Get off
my tell country. You to work those crops.
Wait. Why were those silly Indians in their way anyhow?
Because they were there.
Oh, it was their country, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
But, we were 17 when you got into the Marines, right?
Well, no, I was in the Navy, but...
Navy, yeah. I keep mixing them up.
I was actually 16 when I signed up.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What was the reasoning that Bill decommissioned that? Was it just that one, or did he do it to a bunch of ships?
Oh, he completely fucked my Navy because he could, because it wasn't cost-effective for him.
So it was Navy-focused?
Oh, yeah, he gutted the Navy along with a lot of other things because it wasn't cost-effective for him.
Well, if you think about it, like, how good's your Navy when you're fighting a war
now,
in desert in the Middle East, you know?
We don't stand a chance now because of Blowjob Bill. Thanks, Bill.
I don't. I wouldn't say the response. I wouldn't say the responsibility is solely him. I'd say it's
not
a
just him,
collaboration no. of decades of people like him.
People like him. Thank you.
I would think that the crews that operated that sub should have been, you know, big meeting. Hey, whoever's still alive and wants to be a part of this, come down here for. You know,
big
tearing
party.
This down, and each one gets to pull a piece away of like their favorite station they worked, fucking the panel of the wall, and take that, and get them to logo it with the fucking the ship's emblem.
But is that's
but we're never told.
Isn't that the whole point and benefit of being the government? Like you can, like they have to do anything. You don't have to worry about PR or anything like that. Right.
No. Okay. Well, now is what we're saying now is that that's the legitimate legal way to dispose of obsolete subs or equipment like that.
Right.
You don't just blow it up and bury it at the bottom of the ocean. You fucking call out the people that put their lives on the line on those vessels. Get them out there and then fucking do it and whatever. It's good to go.
They should just call in sandwich artists and take care of it.
Well, no, they all go in, walk through it before it's blown up, and pick out what they want.
Well, it's like what they did with the shuttle, you know? That could have been sold operational, but they gut all that shit.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, just military vehicle.
They.
All right, well, I'm going to smoke, and then me and Braden will relieve you.
Matt, you had a chop shop idea. That's not. We're not chop chopping. Yeah. Good job,
bro.
We're not chopping down subs, okay? But chop down your balls, Richter. Yeah, you do that.
We should do a lot of things, but if it was the government, it would make sense. It should make sense, but since it's the government. Hell no, it ain't gonna do it that way.
Well, like, think about like this. Give me a naval ship. My cousin's in the Marines. He had to go in on naval ships, right?
God bless him, yeah.
So, give me a name, any name of a naval ship.
Enterprise.
Okay, Enterprise goes bad. Can't use it anymore. What are we gonna do with it?
You're going to decommission it and take it apart.
Right. You take it apart to see if anything's salvageable to be, you know, replaced on other ships. You know, oh, these cords might be good. These cords might be good. This fucking side panel's all the hell. You can have that. You know, you think you break it down, you find out what's good, what's not. And then the stuff that they can't use are usually the bigger portions of the vessel itself. And the people that were on the vessel, that's what they're going to go over to.
Yeah, the plank owners should have that option.
Right. Because that's their ship. They don't want the fucking bathroom sink nozzle in there. No. They don't want that to say, oh, that was the ship I was on. That looks like a sink faucet thing.
Right.
You know?
Will they do that?
No.
Okay,
have you been to one of those where they're doing that and tearing them down?
I've seen it done. Not gonna happen. It's the government FML.
When you saw it happen, did they just rip it apart as scraps?
Scrap it. Not gonna happen.
None of the crew people got to even... have a word into it to be like, nope. I spent my last fucking 8 years in this damn thing. I want my could have been children scraped off that poster and brought back here right now.
Right. And you've got nothing to say about it.
Okay, without them having anything to say about it, later do the people that commissioned it have the chance, or are they supposed to, like, you know, get stuff for individual people out of that?
No.
It's just you're tough as luck.
Do you get like a letter in the mail?
You get
a button? A gold star?
Nothing. You get no inclination that it's happening or happened. You're not told that it happens or that it has happened.
Unless you're the crew.
Yeah.
Then you're there.
If you're there tearing it apart, you knew it happened.
And if you were on the crew, everyone hated you. I always thought that'd be really cool, though. I got way into the Julius Verne stuff. Mm-hmm. Did all that underwater and crazy stuff about, you know, the...
The Jules Verne?
Yeah, Jules... That's the one that goes to the center of the Earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And his ship is called the Nautilus, right?
The Nautilus, yeah.
Right.
The Nautilus is the ship that imploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It runs on implosion, not explosion.
Yeah.
And that just, it blew my mind. I don't like the way they did it in the movie they made for it a little while back. I really like it.
Yeah.
It's like this big white made out of, like, marble and, I don't know, looks like a rich guy's office building.
Yeah, it was kinda real funky.
I wasn't right.
3D.
I don't know. I don't really like that. But the stories, the books, that's what I got into, because there wasn't just that, you know, journey to the center of the earth, blah, blah, blah. There were under the water adventures in these crazy cool submarines, or what were they? What bathysphere?
Yeah, bathyspheres.
Mm-hmm. Those, yeah, yeah, because yeah, it's, yeah, because in the fucking book, I remember seeing the little drawings of what they had to do, and it was literally a bathysphere connected to chain and through a pulley, and then a winch. It breaks, you're fucked. Oh, and oxygen.
Do the winch, wench.
But, I mean, just to see that deep underwater, when you know that no other pair of eyes, human eyes, have seen that.
Yes. Did you know...
Probably not.
That when I went on that submarine, that not only did I take that submarine out of the water without help of a dry dock, but I flew that submarine.
How did you fly?
Well, it wasn't my fault, but I got credit for it. So, I got my wings. I have two holes in my chest where they tacked my wings on, which means that every man qualified in submarines hit me in the chest.
That's fucking awesome, dude. You still have a scar?
Yes, I do still have a scar where
God,
they attacked those motherfuckers to my chest.
It's fucked up. Well, when you, you know, in the sub, being in the sub, fully operational, full crew, whatever, what was your job description?
Well, that's kind of cool, too. I was a seagoing secretary. I was a yeoman.
A yeoman?
Yo, man. I was. I carried a purse. A yeoman's bag.
Jesus Christ.
A purse. Yeah, I was a yeoman. And I did a particular cute dance called E 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
before I
fell over,
got Hayes Gray and the fuck on out of the Navy because my knees went to shit. Mm.
But wait, what was the position like?
Seagoing secretary.
Yeah, what is that like?
Well, first of all, I drove the submarine.
Uh-huh.
No windshield.
Poof. You didn't have a windshield at all to be able to see out that?
Okay, you go down. You go up. But this thing, no windshield. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's much pressure. There's a lot of pressure in a submarine under the water. But what would there be to look at and see other than fish and more water? Not a lot. Okay.
That's my point.
Exactly. Is also my point.
I know.
But yes, in the submarine, if you look at the drawings of all the submarines you've ever seen, yeah, there's no windshield.
No, you're not in the front, but like they have on the floor in the back area, they have like a little port you can like look in.
Yeah, but there is no windshield on them.
What? It's like plexiglass or some shit. What do you mean there's no windshield?
There's no windshield.
The entire thing's all steel.
Right.
What the hell?
What in the fuck would you look at?
Hmm. My cousin's a Marine. And he's ridden in those. I don't want to see you, Abyss, whatever. But, no, he talks about riding in sub...
You wanted to see me piss?
No. I'm going to say no to either.
In the Abyss, even. Yes, there is no windshield on a submarine.
Well, what I was going to say, though, why I said why there's no windshield, I was like, oh, dirt, it's because it's wicked old. But, Ian, my cousin Ian...
Mm-hmm.
Is a Marine, has to be on those, whatever. He sends me pictures here and there, even on his Facebook and stuff, of pictures out the sides of the submarine. It is wicked cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked cool. The glass is like thick, but.
Okay, those are from little submarines and they have these little portholes.
Mm hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But your average nuclear submarine, no windshield.
I wonder why.
Pressure.
Nuclear.
Okay. Like the USS James Madison, my boat, which blowjob Bill killed before her time.
I don't know. I just like under the sea.
Under the sea.
Life is so much better. Down where it's wetter.
Okay. Under the sea.
You sound tired, Danny.
Oh, yeah? How'd you figure that out?
You figured that
lucky
out
guess.
All by yourself?
Nope.
Well, this is Unky, and that's Danny. And we're going to turn the mics over to you at this point.
I must be tired.
Wait for
I
Matt.
Can't
I'm
turn.
Lost without him.
Well, really.
You can't find your ass without a Matt.
Yeah, I guess I must be tired because I haven't read the shit in the chat, and I know they're making fun of me.
No. Yeah, we're not
like
making
I
fun
said,
of you.
You couldn't find
was
his
a few
ass
times.
Without a map and chat.
Oh, my God.
And they went out and smoked a cigarette and chilled without us, and that's not fair either.
I can't let it run.
Okay.
How many fingers do you see, baby?
I only saw one, but I'm going to guess there was
but
two.
On the other side, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the other one.
Shut up, Brayden!
Shh.
You make noise. I don't want to comprehend. And
Braven. Under the sea. Life is better. Down with the sweater.
Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Oh, yeah.
Under the sea.
All right, Little Mermaid. Oh, God.
Welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day.
I know so many of those old, stupid songs.
Well, I was just thinking about this guy that has a tattoo on his winky that has that tattooed long ways across his penis. It says, "Welcome to Jamaica, have a nice day."
This is... Whoa.
Fully spaced. This is...
this is going...
Jamaica, have a nice day.
This will definitely be the most rememberable day of my life.
Just because I'm one sexy motherfucker.
Or they're the most tragedy time.
Well, it can't be that bad if you get to look at me.
If he whips that out, she reads that. She's like, oh my God.
Put it back on the table. You ain't touching me with that.
No. You know, she'd be like, I've never, oh my God. This day is fucking awesome. What the hell? Yeah. And they go up and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not the best day ever. It's the best ambulance ride to the hospital.
Actually, over in Tacoma, where I'm from, the guy got shot. The guys showed up and they cut his pants and it was hanging out the bottom and he said, stop laughing. If you get shot, yours will shrink too. And they stopped laughing and just put him in the ambulance and took him to Tacoma General. And I'm like, bummer.
See, the big dick story is all like, oh, happy, and then, oh, happy, and then, oh, shit, and then, you know, hospital, oh, happy.
I'm just adding sound effects,
felt bad
don't
for
worry.
Him he had
I can't even see your face.
A second heart to, you know, have blood for that poor thing.
I don't want to see your face. You got beef?
So, yeah.
You got beef? You want to do something? I can't stand up,
it's
right?
It's too hard to have beef with you. I can't even see your face unless I move awkwardly.
Which eye are you going to watch, huh? I confuse you.
Hold on. If only I could see your cam on here, this would be way easier.
I'll just close my eyes. It'll be good.
That would be better. I'm trying to get this camera to work. I don't know, because people are being so quiet in here.
Where's the beef? Ask the kangaroos.
Not that there's anybody listening.
You guys were talking about regrets in life earlier.
Yeah.
And Matt came up with some bullshit one. Blaming religion for not letting him become something great. Right?
Sure.
Brayden, was that the gist of it?
Yes. Maybe? I don't know.
Matt said his worst regret was not pursuing
his
other things because he was prevented to by
religion. I don't
know if
I should repeat it because I don't know, but I remember what his very, very worst regret was.
It's basically, I couldn't go do this because I was made to do this.
Nope.
Parents made him do the community, whatever. So,
nope.
Yeah. Shut eye. What? Nope. Go. What?
I'm not even going to say.
Well, okay, say it before I come down and kick you in the nuts.
Can I say it, Matt? It was taking that first pill.
That was Tipton.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah,
that was what
I swore
Matt
that
said.
Was Tipton.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
No. No, it was Matt.
I was like, right here.
Really?
It definitely was. I knew it was. I just didn't know if I could say it.
I wonder if did Tipton say his last
He said a lot of shit. I don't know. I mean...
Well, I'm not going
to say a lot of stuff. I don't know. It was,
no, I mean, did he say my last regret or, yeah, my worst...
He didn't... I don't know if he said what his regret was.
I'm just wondering if he went after Matt and then Tipton, being funny, said...
He's like, yeah.
The second pill was my worst regret.
I think Tipton's worst regret is swimming in the estrogen ocean.
Yeah, dude. Poor boy.
I mean, shit, girls won't even, like, lay their pants on near his bed hoping to, like, stay away from him.
See, that's
I hope
why
he's not listening, because
he knows.
Cool.
He knows.
I got nothing against Tipton.
He seems badass. That's the first time I've met him.
He has super sperm.
Super? So, like, it just gets chicks pregnant left and right kind of thing?
Yeah.
If he's not careful?
Dude, check this
out.
That
sucks. Not super sperm.
Here you go.
That's kind of cool for me.
Last occurrence with that. Hooked up with a chick.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little under 18.
Ooh.
She's 19. She's 19 now.
What? Three states away, and she ended up pregnant.
God damn. That's unlucky.
She's not three states away.
Maybe not.
But anyway, no.
That is unfortunate, nonetheless.
He and her decide...
I keep hearing laughing from the bathroom. It's driving me crazy.
It's Matt playing with his tiny wiener.
He's thinking about me.
on the shirt, it needs to say, all girls love...
I'll take Danny's word for it, because it's not like I've ever seen it before.
Yeah, right.
I like how he said nothing. Okay, I heard that.
Don't get up, Brady.
Nobody else heard that, though.
No, I was going to say, for the shirt slogan, it should say, for a chick shirt, Oh,
yeah,
wait,
don't
hang
get
on,
up.
Hang on, I got it.
Don't get spit up and slap out. You in the forehead with it again.
Our two listeners are dying to hear what you got to say.
It's coming. MDS, I think that's you.
MDS41986.
He's a blur with an M.
I hope
in
that
the
wasn't part
so.
Of your phone number. It's not.
No. Anyway. No, all I see are the first letter and the blur, kind of. Anyway.
All you see is a blur because you just... Oh, wait. Never mind.
I took Rambien.
Okay, we can say that. Yeah. So you're seeing, like, four of everything.
Because that's legal, because I'm supposed to be fucking sleeping.
Didn't you take two?
There we go again.
When I've taken two Ambien, I cannot do anything.
It's because you suck at life.
No, I just see, like, four of everything. I can't focus on that.
Who does he suck in life?
Hopefully nobody.
Oh, wait. What is the rate on this show? Is it X-rated? Can we do that?
It's anything. There's no rating.
It's oh, okay.
Explicit.
Good.
Yes. That.
Oh, good. Buddy Christ is shaking his head yes, so we're good.
He agrees.
What I was going to say. Let me get back to that.
Zen.
I had to jog around to get that one. Anyway, the chick t-shirts with the dicks on them on the back, they should, or on the front or whatever, anywhere, fuck it, say, like, you know, every girl loves a funny cock.
A funny cock?
Uh-huh.
What justifies a funny cock?
We're pod cocks.
Pod cock.
Does that count me in? That's not me. Well, that's good.
But sitting there where you are, you're now a podcock.
Nope.
You got it.
Fucking bell. Can't believe that's still here. That should be broken by now.
Draw your own podcock.
I won't.
And then you know what? Every girl will love you because you're a podcock.
Well, that's what I need, apparently, then.
I'm for hire.
Donate. How cheap do you work? Hold on, I'm on a budget.
How about talk
free?
While I can read and figure out what fan I need to yell at?
How about free? Because that's totally... I can do that. Well, it's not too bad then.
You know, free equipment is so expensive, it's ridiculous.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, free equipment is not as free as it once was. However, children, Zen...
I'm an adult!
...as we may be, we need to get these other children back east. And once we get these children back east, they need to eat and sleep.
I could use some of both of those at the moment.
They need,
considering it's 7 food in the morning. Ugh.
And shelter.
Helter skelter? That was more fun.
So, they're gonna need some place to eat and sleep. Back east.
Well, then they're all gonna talk like... they're gonna say soda pop instead of soda. And that will drive me nuts.
I just hate the word pop.
No, this chick that came back from...
You want some pop? Nope.
I hate that. But on the east coast of the U.S., they say it different, too. But Florida, we all just call it soda. You know, it's fucking soda, whatever. And this chick comes down from Jersey. And she calls. She's like, hey, you know what? I get one of them damn machines. I can get me a soda pop. You know, like, where's that one of them soda pop machines? What in the fuck? Calm down. Calm down, dude. Yeah, I hated that. I avoided her constantly. That's how I started playing tennis. So.
Wow. That was a... That moment
good talk,
of sound
guys.
Was brought to you by our favorite mime, Marcel Marceau. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Marcel Marceau. Trust me, he's a mime. I don't like French people, which is not true. But if I offended you, fuck off.
It's not true, but it is.
Oh. What about,
Where's your fucking tag team partner at?
Ambien makes you see stuff, so I don't know.
Tag team partner, Matt, is playing with his little dinky winky.
Generally, when that happens, it's when I'm here and they're both in the other room.
I'll tell you exactly.
If anyone listens
on air,
has been
what
listening
he's doing.
To this, if anyone's been listening to this show for like more than a couple years, they know what I'm talking about.
I'll just go ahead and tell you what he's doing on air. In there.
Do it.
He is folding his ball sack up to look at it.
All right. Grab the camera and show them now. I mean, don't do that, but seriously, do that.
No. He did that to me when I was in the shower that one time. That was fucked up.
I remember one time you showed everybody your boobies.
Not full boobies.
I saw full boobies. I don't know
you
about
have
them.
Some very nice full boobies, Danny.
Thanks, my dad.
May I say...
Yep. Thank you to her dad.
And I shall live another day.
That's why he's called Double D.
Thank you.
For...
You should spell your name Danny with two D's, then.
The first human, right on.
While taking a shit... Pooping it. Ew, I'm not even going to say what I was thinking. It's making me sick already.
Are you ready to be relieved?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, sounds good.
Nada. Not that I have his number, but if I did, I would call that motherfucker.
No, we haven't heard a word from Robbie. We're kind of worried about him. Well... I guess maybe I'm the only one that's kind of worried about him.
I worry about anyone I know that I don't hear from when I expect to. Just kind of assume the worst. Nope.
Robbie kind of has a special case, and the only reason I do worry is because of his schedule. Like, the kid doesn't sleep because of work.
He's so fucking busy all the time.
If he got off work and was going to make it here, yeah.
Take five.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.